Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hopping on the line with my former Wahoo, fellow Wahoo, Herman Moore, former Detroit Lion. He's also representing Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center as the fifth anniversary of the Quick Lane Bowl hits us on December 26th. That'll be Georgia Tech in Minnesota. But Herman's talking about a bunch of things. Welcome, Herman. How you doing?
Very good. Wahoo wah.
Wahoo wah is right. I just saw you about a month ago. We're down at the Miami game, which was a good homecoming win for us. The ACC Class of 18 football legend you're getting inducted to. Congrats, man. Well deserved.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's, we try and go out and represent our university well. So it was great being down in Charlotte and being amongst some other ACC guys and legends from their school, just showing how the conference has expanded and the waves that it's making on a national platform and a national stage. So it's good, man. It obviously changed since you and I were there, but it's good to see how the conference itself has continued to expand and produce some really good results.
Yeah, no, it has been. I mean, Miami and Florida State, those teams weren't there when you were there. Florida State was playing in the ACC, but they weren't around. But now it's expanded. They have two conferences now. We have a national champion in Clemson as well. But a team that's not quite competing for a national championship, Georgia Tech, is playing in the Quick Lane Bowl. Tell us a little bit about this game, because there's a lot of things surrounding this, including the support for veterans that you do every single year, and I commend you for it, and I commend Quick Lane for it as well. Trading one uniform for another, which now includes first responders. This is a great initiative you guys have going on.
It is, and you mentioned this is their fifth year being around. I know the program was introduced, I think, the following year. But the Trading One Uniform for Another program has continued to expand. It's continued to make a difference by offering these $5,000, $10,000 scholarships to those men and women who are military vets. And then also this year, for the first time, opening it up for our first responders and giving them all the opportunity to nominate themselves versus the previous years, you had to be nominated by someone else. So it opens it up. It allows us to get more people competing for it. And there's been differences that have been made throughout with those. We have one success story with Casey Marvica. 10 years in the Army, got a mechanical engineering degree that they're going for at the University of Nebraska. Just close to being completed with that. That's part of this program. And utilizing the funds that came from that. So very excited and happy to continue that program, excited to be a part of and help promoting it, and then being able to come on with people like you and your stations to be able to give us an opportunity to let people know about the good things that are being done.
Yeah, no, that's outstanding, Herman. That really is. That's a success story that sometimes we don't talk about too often. Sometimes we want to hear the tragedies, or we get stuck in the tragedies as opposed to the great stories that comes from our men and women who are now out of uniform. We're talking to Herman Moore, former Detroit Lion, representing the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center with the bowl game coming up in just a few weeks here. But let's stick to your former squad, the Detroit Lions. I don't know if you've met Matt Patricia yet. We've seen what the team has been doing, not been doing, but what's your initial perception of the Detroit Lions under Patricia? And has the feel around the organization changed at all?
It's a little different. It's not unlike when you have a coach that's coming into a new system or a new organization. There's always a little bit of hesitation. There's a few people that sit on the sidelines. Even players, whether it's right or wrong, will sit back and have a wait-and-see attitude. With Coach Patricia, I've had an opportunity to meet him personally. I know he came in with great enthusiasm. He came in with high expectations. And like most coaches, you come in and you promise and you say that you're going to make a difference. You're looking forward to having winning seasons and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the players. It comes down to you having the right coaching staff that are aligning these players into positions to win, and then you're extracting the talent that you've drafted and that you have a part of your roster. with them, it hasn't quite materialized that way. Players have gotten injured. They let go Golden Tate, who a lot of people were wondering about that move, which maybe signaled that the season was being thrown in. But I don't think that's the case with Coach Patricia. I know he wants to win. I think he's frustrated being a first-year coach, and you don't know what to do until you're there and you're faced with it. So he's going to look back and I'm sure say, hey, I made some choices that perhaps I wouldn't have done, whether it's in personnel or decisions. And then there's others he's going to look at and say he made the right move.
Yeah, you know, Herman, do you think that, you know, a lot of these coaches that come from iconic trees, coaching trees, because obviously Matt Patricia comes from Bill Belichick, they often want to, you know, they want to be like that guy. I remember, you know, Coach Coughlin, he always felt like he was trying to be Bill Parcells part two or part three, actually, because obviously Bill Belichick was in between there. But it always felt like they were trying to take the personality. Does that work? And is it working in Detroit?
Well, it definitely isn't working if that was the goal. To try and emulate that or bring over certain components. I'm sure there's parts of that system that have been proven to produce results under Belichick that he's probably implementing. There's probably things he's done as a defensive coordinator in New England and now coming over being the head coach for the Detroit Lions that he thinks from a discipline standpoint is going to work. But the dynamics change from player to player, the culture of an organization. There's buy-in time, which you shouldn't have at the professional level, but it is. And then there's just you're working with different personnel at times that, you know, your scouting department to even some new coaches perhaps you bring in. So you're trying to get all this gelled and put together in one season. And some are able to get that done. Some aren't. You talk about that prestigious coaching tree and you're coming from the top of this chain that's won all these championships. That doesn't guarantee you anything. You still have to earn your way in the NFL. And we've seen less success, I think, more often than success when that has occurred.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Herman Moore, former Detroit Lion, also with Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center and the Quick Lane Bowl, which is December 22nd, or 26th, I should say, Georgia Tech and Minnesota. Let me ask you this question, Herman, because I remember the days of watching you, watching Barry Sanders, and just feel, man, there's just some excitement here. I know that maybe they're not going to win. Detroit's not going to win, but I can't wait to watch this team. How does that get back to Detroit? And when was the last time it was there? Because it feels like it's been a while.
It's been a while since you've had that type of consistency, not only in the backfield, but also on the perimeter with the passing attack and downfield. They've had a combination at times when you look at it, go back as early as Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford brought a lot of excitement in the passing attack, but they didn't have a running game.
Yeah.
Then you keep going back where they were absent passing and running, and then you go back even further, and it was just being torn apart, and it was an anemic team that was struggling to just have winning seasons. So when you look at what we had tremendous balance. You had some really good guys out catching the football. You had a dynamic and one of the best, if not the best, running back in the NFL all time in the backfield. And we were absent, really, consistency at the quarterback position. So we really never were able to take that next step.
Yeah.
And it's not that we had the wrong guys all the time at quarterback. We just never gave any one guy longer than a season or two to really try and get things under their belt. Whereas you see now, guys can be there not really producing for 8-9 years under a system.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a lot, Tiki, I'll tell you, to get those guys back on course. It's going to start, though. They got to build up a better defense than where it is. There are some good things in the secondary players, but along the defensive line, there's a little sporadic play here and there.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line is supposed to be great. I think it still can be very good, but it didn't play up to par this year. And then get Kerryon Johnson in the backfield healthy. And
yeah, I like that kid. I really
runner.
Like him. He is a strong runner. LeGarrette Blount is good as his backup as well. Is Matt Stafford the guy, though? He's only 30 years old. He's not even 31 yet. He's been around 10 years. He does the requisite things. Puts up the numbers, the stats, et cetera. He's completing 67% of his passes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But is he that guy?
I think if you were ready to win right now, he is. I think Matthew Stafford with another team that's ready to win right now and has all the tools around him to get it done can – you know, potentially lead a team to a championship. Can he get it done with the current set of what's going on there and also given what's happening on the other side of the ball? Because you look at even Drew Brees with New Orleans.
Yeah.
Their defense isn't great, So they got to score a lot of points. This team doesn't score a lot of points, and their defense isn't great. So there's some pieces, and can that be done while Matthew Stafford is still in his prime? Right now, on the outside looking in, I don't see that right now happening.
Yeah.
But I think Matthew will continue to play, put up some good numbers. But the team itself is not ready, in my opinion, right now, to be a championship team with just the holes that still need to be filled.
Yeah, I think you're right. Herman Moore, former Detroit Lion, former Wahoo, is one of the greats in UVA history. He was also a great track athlete, too, by the way.
Hey, you know, I always say this. And I know we weren't there at the same time, but got to know you, got to watch you, and tremendous athlete as well. And I know that what goes into being that dual sport athlete,
yep,
and also being able to succeed at both levels. So
yep, you have
same to.
To
you.
I appreciate you, Herman. Quick Loan Tire and Auto Centers, Quick Lane Bowl, December 26th, Georgia Tech, Minnesota. If you're in the area, certainly check it out. And also, don't forget about the trading one uniform for another program. This is fantastic. These so many vets can, and now first responders can nominate themselves or nominate others for a $10,000 scholarship. As Herman detailed, there's already success stories out there. Herman, I appreciate you, man. I hope to see you again soon.
Always. I appreciate it. Thank you, T.
Be good, brother. Herman Moore. Herman is like a legend down at UVA. Herman's the guy you walks in because he was a good basketball player, too. Track athlete. I think he had the high jump record for a long time. He used to do a charity basketball game down there that was very well attended. One of my favorite people on the planet is Herman Moore, and I appreciate him joining us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.